gentlemen. We have a special guest here with us today, all the way from the beautiful state, Big Apple, New York. Yes. Welcome, 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 welcome. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Vanilla Ide Carter. Please help me. My English is almost there. Did I get it?
Yes.
Did I get it? Vanilla Ide sounds African. Do you have African roots in you somewhere? I think you're in. Yeah, you're in. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. How have you been? Happy Thanksgiving.
I've been good. Life has been lifing. Okay. I've just been staying busy, modeling, being the average 27-year-old.
Oh, beautiful, yes. beautiful man. This year has been good for you. How's 2023 been for you?
2023 has definitely been an emotional roller coaster. It's had its ups, it's had its downs. Mm-hmm. But for the most of it, I am blessed and I am highly favored and thankful.
Oh, that's the spirit. That's the spirit. You are a creative model, right? I want you to help me package, because I try to find you online, but whoever is hiding your information is doing a really good job. I can't find you, but if I was to introduce you to my world, how would you describe yourself?
I am Vanilla Ide Carter. Okay. I am a 27-year-old transgender model, pageant queen. I do makeup, I write, I read books, I'm kind of everything. I'll say I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur?
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Young entrepreneur, yes.
Oh, were you born and raised Seattle native, Washington?
I was born in Syracuse, New York, actually. Okay. And then I moved over here, and when my parents split, we stayed here, and my dad did his own thing.
So okay.
I've been here since.
Been to Seattle for a little bit, so you love the weather, the rain,
Starbucks,
the hot dogs on Capitol Hill.
Starbucks, I don't really mind it. Mm-hmm. The city dogs, whatever they're called,
the hot dogs,
they're so good. Yes. Yeah. The Seattle dogs, that's what they're called.
Seattle dogs.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, congratulations, Miss. Put it on us.
Miss North Seattle.
Seattle, USA 2023.
Yes.
Tell us about it, because you've done a couple of pageants.
This is actually my first pageant.
Okay.
Yes. I have always wanted to do pageants since I was younger. Mm-hmm. I just never felt that I was going to be able to be given that opportunity to do it. So once because I just also recently transitioned this past year. So that's why I say 2023 has been up and down. It's been an emotional roller coaster. Okay. It had its ups, it's had its downs.
Yeah.
But so when I first came out as trans, I was reading about Miss USA and all that and whatnot, and I found out that they had contestants that were trans and whatnot. And I went to a fashion show, and I actually met Miss Nevada of, I think, 2020 or 2021.
Okay.
Cataluna Enriquez. Yeah, I think I'm butchering her name. But yeah, I met her, and then I met another pageant queen that is in the local area. And I was like, I didn't even know that we, our kind, I don't want to say our kind, exactly, but our people,
I didn't know
our community could participate in these, and she was like, yeah, you just have to look up your state laws and rules and whatnot and get into it and apply. So I did, and then about, I want to say a week or so later, I found out that I was accepted, and I just had to pay the fees and everything, and got my sash, got my crown, and here we are.
Exactly. I remember, I think we met at the Kirkland, African, AO Fashions.
Yes,
I want to say AO, she gets mad. AO Fashions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now tell me, for people who are new to the modeling space, can you explain the difference between modeling for a print model, runaway model, and a pageant? What's the difference?
Okay. So how I see print is more so you're going to be doing commercials, you're going to be doing, you're going to be reading things, you're going to be basically the face of a product in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Runway is strictly runway where you're literally just walking and, showing your personality.
Designers.
And then pageantry is where you get to show a combination of that mixed with elegance and beauty. Because, yes, of course, modeling is beauty, but pageantry is more on that higher level. It's more tuned up, I guess you could say. It's a combination of showing your personality, beauty, along with your elegance, your grace.
Yes.
And then it also gives you a platform to speak and to grow, because that's another thing. I am becoming a trans advocate because new to this world, and the way the world is, it's not very friendly and kind to our people, and I feel like that's due to a large lack of knowledge.
Correct.
So yeah, I'm here to educate people.
Talking about educating people, In what ways do you use your platform, you know, Miss North Seattle, and other projects and other runways, other venues you've been, how do you use your platform to advocate for women's health and awareness? Because you like you said, you recently had your procedure, and how do you address these issues through your thing?
I actually haven't had any procedures yet.
Okay.
But I have been on hormones for the past year.
Okay.
So that has definitely changed and morphed my body.
All right.
But I definitely use my platform as a way of teaching people that it's okay to, it's more so, I guess you want to say, on mental health.
Mm.
Because with this transition, it's shown me that a lot of my mental health isn't as up to par as I thought it was, or personally think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also allowed a lot of healing. Mm-hmm. And I just showcase me and my raw emotions, raw feelings, raw anything, day-to-day life. Just if I have a thought come in my head, I kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's more so of showing people that it's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you are going through something, if you're not going through something, okay, as long as you keep going and just stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself.
Exactly.
All right. And in your line of work, this is a two-part question. Mm-hmm. The first part is you've been featured in a couple of magazines, a couple mm-hmm. of articles. I want you to talk about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what boost does being featured in a magazine do to... What does it do to your thing?
So my top to heart one that I've been published in is Vogue Mexico.
Vogue,
but
okay.
I've also been in LA Times. Mm-hmm. I've been published in Muvo Mexico a couple times. Mm-hmm. If you go onto my Instagram, you'll see that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been published in Voose Magazine, in Apparel News, a lot.
A lot, just a bunch. Yeah,
just a plethora, yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to keep track.
Yes.
But yeah.
I like that. And so if I have a profile, suppose mm-hmm. I'm an upcoming model, why is it important for me to get some features? If
I believe it's very good to have some form of a feature because it showcases that you can get to that level.
Okay.
And it also shows them different versions of who you are as a model, as a person, what you can do, what you can't do.
Okay.
It shows them, I guess, in a way, your versatility, like how much you can stretch and how much you can be morphed into one thing, and
do you consider yourself a creative, an artist?
Oh, most definitely, yes.
Do you also consider yourself self-taught? Did you
yes.
teach yourself? Did you go to school?
Because
some people
no.
go to the modern schools
no.
and stuff.
No.
So what are the benefits? Because I'm not creative myself. Mm-hmm. We didn't make it to art school. We couldn't afford it. You know, black problems. But what are the benefits of you being a self-directed model in your art space?
In modeling world, I always advise people to start out freelance modeling, which is basically you're your manager. You're the person that creates your schedule, you get the business connections, your networking.
Okay.
I believe that gives you that confidence to speak with people, to hold your ground in those areas where it seems a little bit, you know, terrifying.
Yeah,
You're a little nervous, you're a little anxious, but when you are, what's the word I'm looking for? When you're managing yourself, you get to say yes, you get to say no, you get to pick and choose. It becomes your choice.
You have the autonomy
exactly.
to do that, yeah.
Compared to when you are signed, it's a little bit, you don't really have a choice. You don't really get to say so. It's
you follow.
So you follow
mm-hmm.
the guidelines.
Yes.
I mean, if you're like me, which
yeah.
I'm very outspoken,
correct.
You will speak up for yourself and it will work and it won't work. Mm-hmm. I've been signed actually to a total of 4 agencies in my whole entire lifetime. 2 of them just didn't give me the representation
the
that I wanted and that
yeah.
I needed, and
correct.
I felt that I deserved as being who I was and also my talent level and mm-hmm. how long I've been in the industry.
Made
I've been modeling for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that when I come into the room, I'm not like, I shouldn't be like, oh, this is yours, but it's more so, this is what I can do. And if you want me to do more, just ask show,
correct.
Teach, and I can learn because I'm a quick learner. Other than that, yeah.
Now, being a New Yorker, you know, Seattle.
A New Yorker,
yeah,
yes.
You gotta be a New Yorker.
Yes.
You gotta be in New York, man. Seattle's different. This is Northwest. And the energy here is not Eastern. It's not New York at all.
Not at all.
Does your background from New York, has it influenced any of your work here in Seattle?
I like to think it definitely makes me stand out when it comes to fashion because,
okay.
you know, New York is
yeah.
so. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have a different. We have a different vision. We see things differently.
You digest creativity
exactly,
differently. Yeah.
Exactly. And for me, it showcases my personality so much that people are like, oh my God, where'd you get this outfit from?
Mm.
Oh, this is literally just a blah, blah, blah. I just accessorized it the way I wanted to wear it. Because that's one thing. You can wear something. Mm-hmm. Or you can put something on, but to wear it is completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah, so I like to wear things. I don't like to just put them on.
So, I do notice that you not only just do, like, you don't walk or represent projects of just American. You've done some of the African stuff, too.
Yes.
And how do you feel, what do you think, what is the role of modeling in, like, bridging cultural divides and, like, fostering a different understanding of different communities? Like, when you come and you're modeling without African models or Jamaican models, how do you think at that time it helps people understand, like, yo, I know proximity of meeting people like me is not there, but through shared passion, I can help you understand some things. Have you ever crossed paths with such energy?
Yes, I think it bridges that gap of where communication can't. Because like music, I feel fashion and clothes, they are a part of who you are.
Correct.
It showcases your personality, it showcases your attitude, it gives people a moment to see who you are before they see who you are.
Okay.
So for me, being in multiple shows of different races and whatnot, and seeing different cultures and being around different ethnicities and backgrounds and people of sort natures and whatnot, it really opens my mind to how creative this world is and the way you can really blend cultures, peoples, and cities, and how much people are actually united.
Correct.
There's just things in this society that are in a way forcing us to separate, to marginalize each other and to make each other feel that one is better than the other per se. So
okay. So, who's your favorite designer of all time?
Ooh, that's hard. That's really hard.
Somebody, like, right now we have €1 million. I speak in euros. I don't trust the dollar like that. But if you had €1 million and you had a designer to pick up your outfit for the year, who'd you go? Please don't say Zara.
I was like, Zara. I'm just kidding. I'd have to say, a lot of people are probably going to bash me for this, but Dior.
Dior is cool.
I love Dior. Something about it, it's classy, it's chic, it's sleek, it's all... Everything. Like, if Dior could come out with an outfit like this, that'd be fabulous.
That'd be fabulous.
Yes.
So, we have a lot of things going on in the world right now. It's affecting creativity, from the strikes we had with actors and stuff. Do you think creatives have a space to let their voices be known in political stuff and stuff like that? Or do you think creatives should be at the back and just creating and not be the voice of the people? What do you think?
To me personally, I feel like creatives are in a way our first line of defense. Correct. Because people nowadays in society are always on their phones. They're constantly scrolling, swiping, clicking, tapping. So to have a creative who you know has a voice, you know has a certain following of people who they're going to reach, whether it's good or bad. To me, publicity is publicity.
Publicity is publicity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're talking bad about me, you're talking good about me, you're talking about me in general.
Yeah.
I feel that creatives should use their platforms to voice things and whatnot if you're knowledgeable. And
if you know what you're saying.
Exactly. If you're not knowledgeable, do your research and then come and speak about it. I have fallen short in this instance for certain things, but I also do my little posts here and there, which a lot of people don't understand that the smallest things help. Commenting, liking, sharing, because it's spreading the word. It's getting the support that group or people might need, you know, because you never know who's watching or looking at your stuff. Even if you think that you're just, you have 300 followers, you don't know out of those 300 followers who's watching, who you could touch, who is going to feel something. So, yeah, I believe that we should stand in the forefront and be the first line of defense as to educating people, to properly getting people the resources that they need, and just being a real and authentic, genuine voice.
All right. Thank you. I like that. I like that answer. Now, what is one of the biggest misconceptions, the things that irk you a lot, that people, even women, they don't understand about the trans people, and it creates this passive-aggressive energy between the two?
I feel like if we're talking about between women, I feel like it's very much the ideal and the knowledge that they know previously I was the opposite sex.
Okay.
But now, and it mainly happens when I tell people how long I've been transitioning, because it's only been a year. I'm like, So it's only been a year, but when they hear that, they get kind of, I don't want to say upset or bothered, but they're like, wow, like, you do this so effortlessly, compared to me where I feel like I have to try. And I'm like, well, that's the thing. You don't have to try. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
If somebody doesn't accept you or like you because you don't do this or you don't do that, that's their loss on an amazing opportunity to see you as a person.
Mm.
And then when it comes to men, I feel like it could be very much ignorance, but I feel like it's more so that confusion and the way society has pushed men to think that they can't express or experiment with their sexuality. They have to be strictly one way or one, you know, certain thing.
Good.
And I only say that because I feel like that's inhabited me with a lot of the relationships that I have when it comes to men.
Good.
They see this beautiful woman on the outside, but then once I inform them on me being transgender, they're like, oh, I don't swing that way. Well, most men don't understand and realize that when you like a trans woman, you're not attracted to her anatomy. You're not attracted to what's physically between her legs or what isn't. You're attracted to the femininity that she exudes, the beauty that she exhibits. Like, you are literally infatuated with a woman. Now, if you happen to be attracted to the anatomy, that's just a double whammy. A win-win situation for you.
Okay.
You know, but for those that aren't, that's okay too. But it becomes a problem when you become disrespectful.
Mm.
And you try to say things or throw things at me that make me feel less than or not who I am.
Human.
Exactly,
yeah.
Not human.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. All right, let's go to something more fun. Fashion Week, all right?
Yes.
I've been to Fashion Week New York, but it was some time back. Mm-hmm. It was a couple of years back. I think 7. Things have changed quite a bit since then. You've been there more recently.
I actually have never walked in New York Fashion Week in my life.
Is there a Fashion Week that you've walked in?
I've walked in LA Fashion Week.
LA Fashion Week.
LA Swim Week and all the local Fashion Weeks that are here and abroad. Not abroad. I don't want to say like abroad as in like out of the country, but like all over America.
All over America. Yes. Now, what was the peak? Like, what was the pinnacle of your whole experience in LA? Because LA's where it's at. LA's the apple.
Would have to say when I found out that I was in Vogue Mexico.
Oh,
I was literally in rehearsal for the second part of LA Fashion Week.
Okay.
And I'm in line and I'm getting ready to go. And my friend Mo, she comes up. And she's like, Vanilla, did you know that you're in Vogue? And everyone who knows me, they know that I love Vogue.
Vogue. Like, hey, that line by Drake.
Exactly. Don't tell me that you model if you ain't been in Vogue. But I've been in Vogue, so simple, I can tell them that I've modeled.
Simple. Yeah, okay. I love it. Hey. That was good, LA. But you'd want to walk in a New York Fashion Week,
innit? Yes. I've been offered to walk in Milan Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week.
Okay.
For me, it's more so of just a financial status.
Yeah, yeah, because it's expensive. It's expensive. Yeah, even the hotels. Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. And do you have any fashion designers you aspire to work with sometime in the future? Like, if they open their doors, I'll be there in a heartbeat.
Do you mean like professional, upcoming, local,
anything? Because to me, style is not label.
Exactly. For me, I would love to work with Mugler.
Okay.
Prada, like I said, Dior, Louis Vuitton, Telfair. Like, I would love to do a bag commercial with Telfair because I love to support my local black businesses.
I like that.
I also just need to do my research on more of those because I know there's more designers out there. I just have yet to discover them.
Yeah.
Because we live in Seattle, which is like very much
Rocky Mountains.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you about agency again. We're going back to agency. What does it take to be signed by agency? How do agency find models? Do they find you on Instagram? Your Instagram has to be popping. How do they find you?
Both times that I've been scouted by agents, one was in a bathroom at a show, and I was getting ready in the bathroom. And then the second time, I was literally sitting in the grass at Bumper Shoot, just minding my own business.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel like it's definitely more so, they do have a certain look.
Okay.
And if you don't fit that look of that agency, they're not going to pick you, they're not going to talk to you.
Okay.
They might, because, you know, you could have a look that could be versatile.
Okay.
Or switch, and maybe they see something in you.
Okay.
But for me, I very much feel it's more so my personality. Because I like to think that I have a very vivacious, vibrant personality. Mm. But when it comes to modeling, because it is a passion for me, I'm very professional.
Mm-hmm.
So they see this energy, but then they also see this beauty, but then they also see this...
So it's versatility.
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
That.
Okay. Like I said earlier, I'm a chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask me to do something this way, and I'm going to do it. You could ask me to do something that way, and I'm going to do it efficiently. So
okay.
It's more so just finding your look and then being confident in that look.
I like that.
And staying true to yourself, like I said, speak up if something you don't like happens, or, you know, they're speaking about it and you aren't comfortable with it. Don't be afraid to voice how you feel, because at the end of the day, a modeling agency needs you just as much as you need them.
Mm.
Without the models, an agency is just a building filled with people who like to boss people around and take photos and be creative.
Now, you've worked with a lot of photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your favorites?
One of my top favorites is Simon Diaz. Okay. He is out in Marysville. He just, his eye and his editing skills, the way he does it, it looks so natural and effortless and just French kiss.
Okay.
I'd have to say another one. I don't know, that's hard. It's really hard, to be honest.
Are they from Washington? Some of them?
Most of them are in Washington, but okay. It's kind of like a one type thing, unless
okay.
it's in fashion shows.
Mm.
So, I mean, like, I have, or I know Edward Doe's. I just started working with this photographer. His name's Rico. That's all I don't know his last name.
Rico?
Okay. Yeah, he goes by Captured by Rico on Instagram. But, yeah.
All right. Now you
Simon's the top.
Somebody over there.
Yeah.
But if you were to work with a photographer, what are some of the things that are your pet peeve when working with different photographers?
Pet peeves is what I personally, I know I'm good at what I do and I can do what I can do, but I strongly dislike when photographers don't, in a way, kind of pose me, because at the end of the day, as much as yes, this is for me, it's also for you. And I know that I know those things that you're seeing, you know, watching me move or
mm-hmm.
per se
mm-hmm.
that you want to capture. So I don't like when photographers don't put their input, when they don't have a voice
mm-hmm.
in the creativeness, because at the end of the day, it's a combined
effort.
Exactly.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm going to take you to some history a little bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, me and the crew are stalking your Instagram the other day.
As you should.
And you are out there, you know, you went full ballistic on some issues, and we just want to make sure it's
okay,
not ballistic.
I don't want to say ballistic, but
we want to understand what was going on the other day on Instagram, because you mentioned some you know, some names that are infamous here in Seattle in the fashion world,
mm-hmm.
Santiago and Alejandro. What was going on? We just want to clear the air here.
It's just more so we agreed, because I am running for Miss Washington, as you can tell.
Yeah.
We agreed that they would make my gown, my
okay.
evening gown for
mm-hmm.
Miss Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they are based and they live in Vancouver, which is like...
Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver Island?
Vancouver, Washington?
Washington, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like basically the border between here and Oregon, I believe,
mm-hmm.
if I'm correct. Yeah, because I know there's one. Sorry, anyways, they agreed to make my gown, and they live all the way out in Vancouver. They're based
mm-hmm.
out there. And I told them, I was like, okay, but you have to remember, I don't have a car. And at the time, I didn't have a job. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is also a sponsorship. So whatever you put into it
is what you get.
You
out.
Chose to do.
Yeah.
Not me. I asked a question, and you answer the question with a yes. So therefore, whatever you spend your money on, not my problem. Anyway, so time is going by, and I haven't been fitted for a gown. I've just told them my concept of what I want to do, and I haven't heard anything from them. There's no communication. They come up here all the time, frequently for shows and experiences and jobs and gigs, but they never contact me when they're up here to do a thing.
Correct.
Come literally a week before the pageant was supposed to happen back in August, I messaged them and I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on. Let me know so I can figure it out, because if not, I'm going to have to go with another designer.
Correct.
They call me and they show me the dress. It's made, but I still have never worn it. I've never been fitted for it. They just...
So you don't know, they don't know your size, really.
They have
my measurements.
Measurements, but a dress can still not fit, even
yeah,
if you have
even
the
if
right measurements,
measurement,
right?
Because, yeah.
you know, I like to think I've lost a few inches off my physique. But, yeah, so there's no measurements done. And I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. Even though you have it, whenever's the next time that you're going to be up here, let me know so that we can have a fitting or whatever. They come up here, and it's like the day that they get here, and they're like, oh, we're at this event, per se. Can you come now? I was like, I have things planned. Like, you can't just bust something on me and just expect me to snap and move when
yeah.
you want me to.
Okay.
I also have things and priorities that I have to partake in. So, yes, I would like to try, but at the same time, why couldn't you have relayed this information before?
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens, whatever. So I message them, like, I want to say, like, a couple days later or whatever, and I tell them, like, all right, I've gone on with somebody else, and it's the reason why is because of your lack of communication. then I see them at a show and I'm like, I walk up to them jokingly. Like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal because in our messages, I can show you.
Right.
He sent a heart and he hearted our, like, my message that he sent. And he was like, all right, we understand. We understand. You know, mm-hmm. good luck at the competition or at the pageant. I was like, all right, cool. But then every time that I saw them at other shows, they were acting very shady and very standoffish. Mm-hmm. So at the last show that I saw them at, which was, I believe it was the Marquette show, I walked up to them and I was like...
Was Marquette...
It was in... Where was it at? It was Tacoma. In Tacoma. Yeah, Tacoma. It was in Tacoma. I walked up to them and I was like, jokingly, I was like, so just because I chose to go with another designer, you, like, I can't even say hi. And I believe it was Alejandro that turned around and he was like, no. And he started like getting loud with me and like mm-hmm. yelling at me. And I'm just standing there and I was like, okay, normal me, thank God I have Jesus now.
No, Jesus is good.
Saved me was like, all right, let me just sit here and listen to him. And then I was like, okay, my response was, if you would have had better communication, this wouldn't have happened at all. And if you would have just been able to do your part, he then explodes and he's like, all the models that we work with, they come to us. When they choose us, they choose us. And then I was like, oh, so we're going down this diva route. All right, so I walked off. But of course, I'm still a little flustered because, I mean, you just screamed at me in front of everybody. Everyone that's backstage. Yeah. People are looking at me. They're coming up to me, asking me what's going on. I'm mm-hmm. like, all right. Right now, I don't want to talk about it because mm-hmm. I still have to go walk. This is still going to be my mind. I don't mm-hmm. want that to interfere with anything. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it later. So then later I got on Instagram and I spilled the receipts and I told the tea and it was hot. And here we are now talking about it.
Anyway, we hope Alejandro and everybody else in the crew can fix this thing.
Yes, and my thing is like nothing.
We are all peaceful people.
Exactly. Nothing against them. They're not bad people. They just don't have the best communication. And then when you come to them with how their lack of communication is affecting you, they want to then play a victim and act like divas. And you can't act like that.
That's a power vibe.
Exactly. And it's like you're trying to power trip on me.
Yeah.
Just as much as you needed me,
I needed you. Yeah.
Remember, respectfully, I'm the one making history. If I'm wearing your gown, making history, being the first trans woman to walk in Washington State, and Miss...
You should matter.
You should be, not. I don't want to say you should be kissing and throwing rose petals at my feet, but there should be some type of cordiality and...
Mutual respect.
There was none. It mm-hmm. was more so of we've spent this amount of money on crystals and da-da-da, and then you just dropped us. Well, maybe if you would have talked and you would have held some type
communication.
Of... Something, I would have known, I would have understood. And then on top of that, it got postponed. Why have we still not fitted for it? Why has my body still not touched this garment yet? Mm-hmm. Why have I not been sized for it? Mm-hmm. But you want to get mad at me because I came to ask if I can say hi? Mm-mm. You want to blow up because of that? Mm-mm. And because I decided to go with somebody else because you couldn't talk to me? Not my problem. It's your loss.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your loss. All right, like Miss North Seattle, USA, just said it. But hey, we're all here to build bridges. We want to work with people. Mm-hmm. For people who are looking up to you, mm-hmm. other people in the trans community, in Seattle, neighborhood here, what's one message you could tell people who are locked in? Because I know even in my continent, there are some people who don't really have avenues to express, mm-hmm. chase, pursue anything. You know, based on our religious caps and political caps. But what can you tell somebody who's listening to you, who relates to your story, who looks up to you? What's some two lines of, like...
Something that has always stuck with me ever since I lived in California and I was working underneath this sales and marketing team. Mm-hmm. And, like, we did door-to-door. And mm-hmm. they were always telling us to remember our why. Mm-hmm. And for me, my why is little me. Just... remembering and seeing and feeling how trapped and like not powerful, lack of power that I felt like I had, being in a way forced to conform to a version of myself that I really just wanted to let go and walk in this new version, mm-hmm. but I never was able to because society, family, religious views and everything, and also, of course, me, myself,
yourself,
self-sabotaging the most. Mm-hmm. So I would just say, know your why and stay true to yourself. At the end of the day, you're going to die with yourself. You're not going to die with anyone else.
Just you.
In that casket with you or in the ground or cremated. You're not going to get, however you want to go. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go with anyone else besides you. So at the end of the day, you want to have lived your life fully to the fullest of what you want to. Vanilla Ide has always been here. She just was trapped and locked away for a little bit. And just this past year has finally been able to spread her wings and fly. And it's been the best, amazing, chaotic journey ever. And I wouldn't change any of it for anything.
And we here at CHL Creative Hustle, we wish you the best. We hope whatever goals, I hope they're bigger than big. Hope you get to where you need to. And we appreciate you for making time to come and speak to us. We love different perspectives. We love to understand everybody. Again, it's a minority company, so anybody who's not seen, we understand what not being seen means. What's next for you? That's the last question.
The next thing for me is hopefully I am...
Because you mentioned Europe. You mentioned some places.
Yes.
Because Dior is not in Everett. Dior is not in Marysville, Tacoma.
It's not in Bellevue.
Yeah, it's not in Bellevue. Yeah.
My next thing is I'm currently working on a few campaigns with some people that I've been, doodling with. Mm-hmm. And I really want to focus on next year.
Mm-hmm.
So... next year's New York Fashion Week. I want to have money saved up for that.
Yeah.
I also am working and like staying physically fit for Miss Washington because I heard that it's supposed to be coming back in March.
Okay.
Which realistically would only give me 3 months to get my body even more better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's always room for improvement. There's always room for more.
Exactly.
Always room for growth.
I hate to feel like I'm being stagnant or I've plateaued, so I'm constantly looking for things to better myself.
Stack it up.
So yeah, just in a way, just look out. Just stay tuned. Follow me. I can't really tell you because half the time, I don't even know. I just kind of go with the flow.
And where can they follow you at? If you're
you can follow me on Instagram at Vanilla Ide Carter. That's VanillaIdeyCarter.
All right. Thank you so much, man. And that's a wrap.